Hello, this is Ryan Martin with the Primrose Hub City Radio Sports Network, still here at the state tournament. Got round by round going here in the championship matches. Got some exciting ones as I stand here with head coach of the Webster area, Bearcats, and Wade Roush. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing good, thank you.
As you brought kids in, obviously got some kids that were going to make a run at the state title. Caleb McGregor came a little short, got third. Annie Witt, right? Just wrestled, she came runner-up. Talking to those kids and consoling those kids, always a fun part about coaching, huh?
Yeah, it kind of sucks to have to give that speech, but sure. You know, you always want to give the good one, but you know, there's only one winner in each weight class. They just came up a little bit short, you know. So, talking about Annie, she just got done with her state championship here, and mm-hmm. You know, the girl she wrestled had experience from years before, and mm-hmm. Annie's a first year wrestler, and
she looked confident.
I tell you what, she's such a strong girl, but mm-hmm. for being a first year wrestler, she just kind of out muscled girls. And mm-hmm. this girl had the technique and the angles, and she understood where she was at. And you know, you got to have that feel in wrestling.
I suppose you're excited as a head coach to see what how that sends her in the off season, huh, Coach?
Well, yeah, she's actually a senior this year.
Oh, she is a senior.
Yeah,
okay.
She is a senior, but she's a pole vaulter, and she's real happy to be going into that season, and you know, this ought to give her some confidence going forth.
For sure. You start talking about Caleb McGregor, had a heck of a record. Come in, end up getting third, I believe.
Yep, he got third.
He wrestled Bill White tough. Just had a tough match there. But yeah, just talk about him and his success this year.
Caleb is about as strong a kid as I've ever seen.
Like brute.
He is a horse, I tell you. But yeah, he was, I think he, in the semifinals, came up a little short. He lost 4-3 mm-hmm. to the kid from Parker. But
sure.
I think he let his nerves get to him a little bit. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't him out there. You
sure.
know, and gave up a late takedown. And I think it was the second, or no, excuse me, it was in the first period because we went 4-1.
Sure.
And that kind of set the tone for the rest of the match, and it hurt him. But I'll tell you what, it really angered him, and he came back focused in that wrestleback match. He pinned a kid that wrestled Baldwin 3-2.
Right.
You know, anyway.
He's a fiery kid.
Yeah,
really fiery
is.
Kid.
Yeah,
and like, you know, he wrestles hard. And enjoy watching him at 220.
Yep.
He can shoot. He's got a little mobility. So, yeah, definitely exciting. Match coming up. I got to talk about it. 138-pounder Kale Larson.
Yeah.
This kid has been on the top of, you know, 2-3 in the podium four several years in a row. I talk about this, you know, the basketball guys back at Up City Radio. They just don't understand how much they put into it, you know, and getting that state title is huge, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I tell you, you know, Kale realizes he's had two opportunities prior to this, and the switch is flipped for this one. I'm pretty sure he's going to have the confidence to go out there and do it.
Yeah, just as my kid rolled around with him and come over, you know, and worked with Bo, Jesus, I heck of a coach. All the kids, you know, are very inclusive, include everybody. You know, that small town feel is great out in Webster.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely appreciate your time, Coach. You're doing a heck of a job. You know, you bring a small amount of kids, but high success rate. We're playing baseball. We're in the majors, but
yeah.
You know, so got a good coaching staff there, and you got a good relationship with Bo. Great job.
Thank you.
All right, that's the Hub City Radio Sports Network, an interview with head coach of Webster area, and Wade Roush. Sponsors are Northland Auto, Mike's Jack and Jill, Pike Sinclair Audio Equipment of Webster, the Galley Bar and Restaurant, Webster Area Youth Wrestling Club, and Haler Automotive.